Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman joins us this time around. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm great, Kate, and your friends aren't the only ones who've voted early. President Obama himself voted early today, traveled back to Chicago and cast a ballot, presumably for himself, although he would not say who he voted for, but I think it's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, I read a story somewhere where he needed some help with voting. A poll worker had to help him finalize his ballot or something. I thought that was funny.
We were watching it live, and it looked like he had some trouble. And, a poll worker had to come over, and it looked like he was explaining something to him. So we were sort of making jokes because, you know, the president afterwards stood in front of the TV cameras that were positioned there and said, look how efficient that was. And we're thinking to ourselves, I don't know how efficient that was. He looked like he had some trouble there.
Yeah, exactly.
Nonetheless.
You know what? I'm wondering about this. It was watching them vote live, or was especially Obama. I wonder if other people running, I don't know the answer to this question. I don't think you're going to know either, have waited until the actual election day or voted early in the past. You know, past, like Clinton and Reagan, and it might be more convenient to vote early.
Obama's the first sitting president to vote early.
Oh. Wow, really?
He's the first one to do it. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to me because I'm hearing rumors that he's going to be in Chicago on election night. I mean, that's been the assumption for a while, but there have been some other rumors suggesting that he'll be in D.C. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, if he was going to be in Chicago anyway on election day, why not just vote then? And that way, he wouldn't have had to make a trip today. I mean, he was doing a lot of traveling, and no doubt going to Chicago was sort of out of the way. But I think that the idea for it is the Obama campaign is really promoting this early voting in the states where it's applicable.
Right.
And they feel like, maybe they feel like the race is slipping away and getting away from them with each passing day. And that's why they're encouraging people to vote now and early, you know, sort of before that momentum slides. I mean, there might be some validity to that. I mean, a lot of the polls are showing Mitt Romney making gains, in fact.
Right.
There's this new Associated Press poll out today that shows him nationally trailing by 2 points, which is, of course, within the margin of error. But if you look at the breakdown of the numbers, I mean, he's tied with Obama when it comes to independence. He's beating Obama when it comes to independence, tied with women, which is pretty remarkable considering the, you know, full-court press the Democrats have been launching trying to paint Republicans as anti-women.
Yeah.
And so there's some interesting numbers on a statewide basis. I mean, Romney's doing well in Florida. He's doing well in North Carolina. When I say well, I mean he's got the lead there. In Ohio, he's still trailing by about 5 points in this new Time magazine poll. But also, if you look at that Time magazine poll,
uh-huh,
15 points with independents. And this is an interesting little fact. The last five major statewide races in Ohio, the winners all won with independents. So. So the Romney campaign is sort of spinning that in their favor. So I don't know. Perhaps the Obama campaign feels as though they need as many people as possible to vote now because they think they're in a better position now than they will be in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, interesting. In the Gallup poll, too, I know you saw this. Romney, he's hanging on to this 3 points over Obama. I always say this, you can stretch the polls from east to west, you know, across the states. There's so many different polls, and people always say, well, polls are slanted this way and that way. But there's got to be something to it, Jeff. You know, you've been in this game now a little bit, and you see that why would you even pay for polls? Why would pollsters make the kind of money they make if they were always so bloody wrong?
Right, exactly. I always kind of laugh when people complain about polls being skewed. You know, Dick Morris, for instance. I like Dick Morris, and he's a good guy, but this whole rant about how all these polls are skewed, it's kind of ridiculous because, I mean, you know, it's sort of a convenient argument. Well, when the polls show that your candidate is winning, then they're not skewed. If you look at it right now, Kate, I mean, you're right. There's so much polling data. There's 6 national daily tracking polls going on at the same time right now. I mean, it's a lot to keep up with. And I think that, for the most part, you know, voters are kind of like, let's get this thing over with, you know? And, I mean, part of it is, you know, the intense focus on the campaign. Part of it is just the overall length of the campaign. I mean, we're now sort of in the era of eternal campaigns. There really is no stopping. You know, and these candidates, Romney and Obama, have been running for nearly 2 years. It's kind of insane. So I think people just kind of want to get it over with.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is 2 years, isn't it? It's crazy. All right, what also is crazy is the Democrats, I said this is the hallelujah for them, the Hail Mary, whatever you want to call it, but they've been launching these now ads attacking Richard Murdoch's abortion comments. He gave it to him on a silver platter because of the statements he made as he's running in Indiana. And so here we go again with rape. He didn't say legitimate rape, but, you know, you had the president on Leno saying when he was asked about it, rape is rape. What is with these guys, Jeff?
I don't know, Kate. And, you know, my opinion personally is I think that Republicans, you know, it seems like it's not only that you've got guys like Murdoch and Todd Akin, you know, inserting foot in the mouth, and whether they believe that or not, it's at the very least a poor choice of words to describe their views. I think Republicans would do themselves a lot of good to sort of hand the baton over to the women in the party who are pro-life in terms of becoming spokespeople for that issue, because the optics of it just look terrible, and it gives Democrats politically a lot of ammunition to say, look at all these, you know, men who are, you know, asserting themselves into the decisions, you know, the healthcare decisions of women, particularly the reproductive rights decisions of women. And I think that what so the Republicans would probably be smart to say, you know what, if you're a male candidate, you know, just take a pass on that issue and let, you know, I mean, there are a lot of pro-life women within the GOP, who could serve as qualified spokespeople for that issue, and then it wouldn't look like the Republicans are so, you know, just kind of, you know, ludicrous and hypocritical on that issue. And, you know, Murdoch, to his credit, you know, yesterday he said, listen, you know, I believe that rape is an awful thing, and God believes that rape is an awful thing, but, you know, God is the creator of life, and that's what I believe. And so, if, you know, to take him at his word, it was sort of a guess, but it was not a very eloquent way of putting of framing that view at all, and certainly the last thing that Republicans needed politically this close to the election, particularly given the fact that Mitt Romney had just cut an ad for Richard Murdoch the day before that, and that ad is still running and it's still on Richard Murdoch's website. So you know, just another, you know, sort of controversy that, you know, a self-inflicted wound, if you will.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, self-inflicted wound. All right, we have like a minute left. We talked about Obama and voting and that he's going to be in Chicago. Do you know where Romney's going to be on election night?
Well, I think he's going to be in Boston. That's where his headquarters is based, and that's what everybody's counting on at this point. I can tell you the next couple of days, you know, Romney's in Ohio today. He's going to be in Iowa tomorrow, and his campaign says that he's going to deliver a major policy speech on his economic agenda if he becomes president. And this is sort of a counter-argument to President Obama's speech earlier this week in Florida, where he laid out his economic vision, which is essentially raising taxes on high-income earners and using that revenue to not only pay down the deficit, but also investing in, you know, domestic, you know, spending projects, particularly with a focus on manufacturing. That's sort of Obama's agenda. Romney tomorrow is going to talk about something different. He's going to talk about the need to focus on the debt, first and foremost. He's going to talk about the need to reform entitlement, curb entitlement spending in the future, and also reduce the regulatory burden on small businesses. Those are sort of the three pillars of his speech tomorrow. To give you a little preview.
Yeah, there you go. Good stuff. Jeff Holtzman, thanks so much. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Coming up in our next hour, great conversation with Bob Sullivan. He was the editor for the 50 Years of James Bond Life coffee book edition they put together. It's absolutely incredible. On the front cover, you have Sean Connery, which a lot of people think he was the best Bond. And the current Bond is on the back, Daniel Craig. And I am a Bond freak. There's something about the spy game, the gadgets, the whole thing, that from the time I was a kid, I would look forward to the Bond movies coming out, and I've, of course, seen every single one of them. View to a Kill is, I think, one of the better Bond flicks. You might disagree, but we're going to have some fun with that in our second hour. Speaking of View to a Kill, when it comes to this election, do you know we only have 10 days left? Yes, it's true. 10 days to talk about the election. And then we'll know who's going to be the president, who's going to be in the Senate seats, and who's going to fill up the House. Plus, there's governor's races that are pretty interesting and whatnot. And we're going to have wall-to-wall election coverage for you here on America Tonight. So make sure you tune in. I know you're all tuned in. Some of you might have both of your eyes closed, but I know you're listening. So we're going to pull it off, like I said, wall to wall. And who knows, because I think some of this stuff's not going to come until late. As far as the presidential race, I don't know. It's really shaping up to be so tight that you see the Democrats pulling every rabbit out of their hat that they can, including early voting. Because with early voting, when have you ever seen, as you heard that conversation with Jeff, when have you ever seen a president not vote on election day? Never. And if you noticed, and maybe you watched some video today, clicked into some news, everywhere Obama went, there were signs about vote early, because the push is to get the vote out early. He's right about that, thinking that maybe they can squash the challenge a little bit that Romney and his people are mounting at this juncture, you know, with the now under the 2 week period. This is it. This is for all the marbles, the $1 billion, the shoe leather that was burned up, the 2 years of prepping for this, for Romney longer than that, because he was in it the last time around and then dumped out. And I keep using this analogy, but it is like a horse race, and when we come down to the finish line, who's going to be there at the end? Who's going to go across the finish line? I think it's going to be almost a photo finish. That's going to be just that close. Besides the election, the other buzz in the backyard which could affect the elections is Hurricane Sandy. I saw a big headline today on Drudge. I was talking to a weather guy, and he said, you know, check out a couple of these headlines. And I went to Drudge and to look at what they had and why they said Sandy eyes New Jersey. Because if you look at a map going into Monday night, man, the possible path of the storm where it could go is right smack into where I grew up, Philadelphia and New Jersey, southern New Jersey. We know that this can all change, and the maximum winds could be 90 miles an hour, could be less, because remember, your tropical storm could be downgraded, could be full force hurricane. Right now, it's just looking at the weather map and seeing what the conditions look like. And it tracking it a couple days out, it does look like New Jersey is right in the center of this sucker. So we might have to get some updates from my family as to what's happening in New Jersey. And I know there's people listening to us in New Jersey and New York and in parts of the country that could be impacted, because certainly it's not just there. They think that the area is going to be pretty widespread. In Cuba, 11 people died. They had unbelievable waves as a result of this thing. And they said it was scary to see, to watch, to see how it all, you know, came down. So I'm tracking this thing now that I know. It's definitely on my radar. I know it's on your radar. As I've always said on this show, it wouldn't be America tonight if we weren't talking about some kind of Mother Nature disaster. And this has potential serious U.S. impacts, probably, because Hurricane Sandy is headed for New Jersey, New York, that whole area in there. In fact, listening earlier in the day, like I said, talking to a couple of different weather guys, which we'll have some people on next week, and talking to some people and listening to what people were saying about it, I happened to see this on ABC, Ralph Maines talking about just how brutal the waves are, and I mean unbelievable swells and seas.
About 8-10 foot seas out there, and it's just really rough. So it's not a nice, pleasant day to fish today.
Yeah, not a good day for that. It could be a major threat, could have an impact, certainly on that early voting, definitely could have an impact on that. Heavy rain, wind damage, flooding, all that kind of stuff. So if you're listening to me and you're in New England, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, be prepared, because the next couple of days could be real killers.
We had a charter yesterday. Most of the people didn't show up. We kind of switched the offshore fishing to inshore because we couldn't even venture offshore. It's really, really rough.
Really, really rough. I think do we get that? Really, really rough, and a very, very unusual path. Because I think what the part of the problem is, as somebody who did weather for 5 seconds in Kearney, Nebraska, you have the cold front that smashes into the storm, you know, this storm system, and it creates it and creates in the atmosphere the perfect conditions for it to be that much worse. All right, I didn't even set the menu for you. Coming up the rest of the way in this hour of America tonight, we've got some odds and ends, more in the Libya situation, big pressure from the Hill demanding that the White House give the timelines, talk about what happened, what they know with the emails on the Libya attack. Also, in Wisconsin, the Senate race there has become pretty nasty. And speaking of nasty, Indiana, it's a virtual bloodbath, and that's because of the man that we just talked about there with Jeff Holtzman, Murdoch, the fact that he brought the whole rape question into the conversation about abortion now is just ratcheted that up even more. I've never heard, it's funny, this is one of these things that we haven't heard very much. And then we have Todd Akin weigh in. I mean, since Roe v. Wade, we have Todd Akin throw out his legitimate rape comment, which has kind of died down, some of the furor over that. And then we have Murdoch and what he said in Indiana, and people still reacting to it, and everywhere the president goes, see, I told you this would be the Hail Mary, the gift that keeps on giving. It's a layup for him to answer this question and to say it's criminal, it's sad for a situation for any woman to go through, and rape is rape and whatnot. So it's a layup for him to answer that. Even on Jay Leno, that was one of the things that he talked about. Leno asked him about that. And then he was on Brian Williams' show, and he also talked about the rape question, you know, coming up. So this gives him some room, and he talks about women's health rights and how that should be up to women. Why is it that men are talking about women's health? And that this is just one of the things he's going to beat the drum. Besides the early voting, the president and the people around the president, he's going to beat the drum on that, and he's going to beat the drum on what the Republicans are saying and the fact that Roe v. Wade, if Romney is elected, would be repealed. And so to some that would hold a great upheaval, but to others, because of the intricacies of that it includes, it would offend some. Hang with us. More to come next on America Tonight.
Comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is physician strength oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Listening to there. I mean, it was just a huge, huge hit. Goldfinger. Remember the Bond woman painted in gold? Oh, Lada Lenya. Remember her? I think that was her name. Anyway, we are going to talk to the one of the editors of Life Books. He's great, Bob Sullivan, about the 50 years of James Bond. 50 years of James Bond. From Sean Connery to everybody in between. Because there's a lot of hype over the latest Bond movie that's coming out. It's actually going to be in wide release in 2 weeks. And that movie, of course, has the new Bond, Daniel Craig. There's still kind of a blowback on Craig as to whether or not he's the right guy for Bond, but I think he's great. And it's Skyfall, and the Skyfall song, the soundtrack, it's always a big deal who does the soundtrack, is by Adele. So you don't want to miss that. You know, in between all the politics and Hurricane Sandy wiping all our houses away and wreaking havoc in the East Coast, we got to talk about some light things, right? And I'm a freak for Bond. I will say that. I think it's the spy guy, the gadgets, as I said before, the cool cars. Remember all the BMWs? There were four different BMWs in the Bond series. Pierce Brosnan, I think he started it, and then it went from there. And man, it was just the Barbara Broccoli, and now the producers. She's the daughter of Cubby Broccoli. They just continued the same thing, and they spared no expense. It was $200 million to make Skyfall. And will it be a success? I would say you can bank on them probably at least making the money back, but I'd say they make a little bit of profit, too.
Bitch.
What?
Some men just don't like to be driven.
No, some men just don't like to be taken for a ride.
There you go. A little Sean Connery. You remember that line from the movie? I'm sure some of you are fans of Bond and can remember it. All right, some odds and ends that I'm going to throw in here. You know, we talk about aspirins as if aspirin is the cure-all for everything. You know, you started to see the commercials about, I almost had a heart attack, but then I took some aspirins and it prevented that. So now they're saying aspirin might treat some colon cancers and some other cancers too, but especially the colon cancer is what they're focusing on with a new study. So now I'm thinking, boy, maybe we all ought to walk around with a little teeny bottle, a travel-size bottle of aspirin, right? And just in case, if we were going to have a heart attack or to prevent other things, just besides the common headache. So whatever it is, apparently, with aspirin and these cancers, they're saying, you know, here's this cheap drug, but the promise for colon cancer, because it's in people that have a what they call mutations in a gene, and they're saying that people or patients with the mutations who took aspirin lived longer than the people who didn't. What they did is, 5 years after people's cancers were diagnosed, 97% of the aspirin users were still alive, 74% weren't. So does that really prove that because you took aspirins you had a better survival rate? I'd say that the study is kind of weak, but once that gets out there, then people are going to gravitate toward that. And there are other people, like the Harvard guys. This was in Thursday's New England Journal of Medicine, but a bunch of the Harvard Medical School people are saying that they think that this could be true. Because cancer of the colon or rectum are leading causes of cancer deaths worldwide. About 140,000 new cases and 51,000 deaths, they say, are expected this year in the United States. So, you know, who benefits the most from this? I guess it depends, the various stages and the studies and, you know, whatnot. But, hey, if they tell you the aspirin might help and it costs you, what, a few pennies a day, then, you know, maybe it'd be worth taking the aspirins, because what the heck, how's it going to really hurt you to do that? I'm just saying, might be worth it, might be. A couple of other odds and ends that popped up on the radar, for me anyway, during the day, besides some of the things that we already talked about, is this crazy story about the shark and a California golf course. Well, we just had the horrible shark attack in Lompoc, California. I mentioned that's where I used to, that's where I used to live, and I used to swim there. And you would sometimes see a shark sign, and we really didn't pay much attention to that, and there was never an actual problem with a shark. But how about if you're playing golf and somebody yells four, you know, they scream out four, and what happens is, A 2-foot-long shark drops out of the sky and flops onto the tee.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
I swear it's true. A 2-pound leopard shark was plucked from, I'm not kidding, was plucked from the ocean by a bird, then dumped on the San Juan Hills golf club. Nobody was teeing it up when the shark fell on Monday afternoon, but some golfers had just left the area. That is crazy.
A bird?
A bird picked up the shark, you know, like got the shark in the water, which makes sense. Sometimes they're skimming across the water. Then dumped, you know, fell out of his mouth. So dumped the bird on the green.
A 12-pound shark.
A 2 foot long.
Oh, 2 foot long.
2 foot long, 2 pound.
Oh, 2 pound.
Leopard shark.
I suppose.
I swear the shark ate my ball. Yeah, the lousy, a lousy approach shot to the green. And the marshal just, you know, went up to the shark. The shark was bleeding, had puncture wounds where the bird had held it, put it in the golf cart, drove back to the clubhouse, and, you know, they stuck in a bucket of water, and they stirred in some seawater, and then they got the shark back to the ocean.
I don't think they were just sketchy. I think they were etch-a-sketchy.
Does it sound etch-a-sketchy? As somebody who plays the great game of golf, I know you can make fun of me for that. I've seen coyotes on the green. I've seen a mountain lion from afar. But I can honestly say I've never seen a shark, and I doubt in my lifetime I will ever see a shark fall from the sky and smash onto the green. I know that if I was standing there and that happened, it would scare me to death. See something, you know, just flopping around and just fall from the sky. You look over and then you're not thinking, oh, a bird dropped that. What a strange thing. It's if you even see the bird. But, you know, that definitely falls into the category of odds and ends. Yeah, that's when my heart rate would get going, and I have to take my Extendivite. You know, the Extendivite that I've been talking about, and you see all these people with heart attacks? Thank goodness I've been taking this for 5 months because of my high blood pressure. It was kind of high, and cholesterol numbers were really high, and all of that came down. I always tell you, my pal Don Wiskin, the roofer, turned guy who came up with one of the best things to take because his whole family died from heart problems. And it's amazing some of the results that they've seen from that. So we're talking about taking aspirins. My suggestion is you go to heartdrop.com, I'm serious, and get Extendivite, because I hardly ever have endorsed anything, and I definitely endorse that. It's all natural, too. So for me, that was enough. I knew I felt safe with it. I knew I was going to just try it at least, and when I tried it and it worked and my doctor was flabbergasted, poof, that was it. I was in. Absolutely. We talked about GM, and we talked to the communications director for GM the other day about how they've turned it around. They've had 11 huge quarters now, and the amount of money that they've been able to pump through GM, and how that gave them the second chance, and fending off attacks and jokes about General Motors being government motors and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. And now they're saying in Ohio that the president's decision to help the automakers could be what helps get him back into the White House because of the jobs that are tied into the auto industry and the fact that they're constantly reminding voters in this important swing state, which is what happened earlier in the day, that they wouldn't have a job if we didn't put the taxpayer money into General Motors and Chrysler, saying that 850,000 jobs would not be here. Then you got Romney on the other side, whose pitch is the same, too, where he's saying, look, Obama can't balance the budget, hasn't been able to do it in 4 years. So they're both pushing back on job-related things and economy-related stuff. But specifically, Obama is targeting Ohio, is talking about those jobs and saying if we didn't bail it out and we didn't have restructuring, then we'd have people without jobs, like in Cleveland, right? There's a plant in Cleveland, a town actually southeast of Cleveland, and they've just added 1,200 new workers, and they're producing the Chevy Cruze, which is what the GM communications director told us was one of their more popular cars. Stay with us. More to come here on ATN.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Generic bumpers until I can
hit. Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Talking about the election, man, we are duking it out right to the very end, not just for the White House, but several of the seats in the Senate and some of the interesting races, I think, in the House as well. Are you just sick of politics? I mean, there's a great question. It is the buzz in the backyard, but are you tired of every day hearing about politics? I'm wondering how weary people are. I'm going to throw out the digits. You can ring in and throw in your 2 cents whenever you want to. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And since it's Free for All Friday, and we are going to have Bob Sullivan on in our next hour to talk about 50 years of James Bond, and Skyfall is coming up in 2 weeks. If you want to toss in your favorite Bond movie, you can do that too. I mean, hands down, who was the best Bond? Who was the best Bond? I would say that I mean, I like the current one. I think Daniel Craig is good. I don't know why at first he was getting shellacked. I think he's clever. I think he fits Ian Fleming's mold, because I read the books, and a lot of people think he's too dark, but I don't agree. I think he was great in Casino Royale, absolutely. And I think he's going to be great in Skyfall. I've already seen a little bit of a sneak of that, and it's going to be terrific. Quantum of Solace, excellent in that. And Skyfall will be his third. Without a doubt to me, one of the worst was probably Timothy Dalton. Some had short-lived Bond careers, like George Lazenby. But most people, if they were going old school, I think would say Sean Connery. I think that they would. I think that's what people would say. Probably Connery. And he fit that. You go back and you look at the old Bonds, and he really, I think, fit that role to a T. To a T. So if you want to throw in on James Bond, like I said, Free for All Friday, that's what makes America Tonight fun. The Buzz in the Backyard, the overnight show where you actually have a voice. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. No fun if you're a Tigers fan. You know, I was just talking about Obama hitting it home, pounding it home about all the jobs that he helped stay or create, you know, that didn't lose them because of taxpayers bailing out the auto industry. Well, when you think of Detroit, you think of the auto industry. You think of that it's been a ghost town, and now it's starting to come back. But not doing so good in the World Series, as much as Motown would love to be crowned champions, and it's been a long time coming. The Giants go up 2-0, and I watched a big chunk of this game, watched almost all of it, and there was no scoring, great pitching efforts on, you know, both sides, I mean, just great pitching. And then suddenly in the later innings, that's when they get you. You know, you had Pablo Sandoval who slammed the ball home three times, you know, homer three times in the last game. And so this time, Prince Fielder, early in the game for Detroit, was thrown out at the plate by just a teeny, teeny bit. Then you had Doug Fister who was smashed in the head by a line drive. And the ball was smashed so hard that it caromed out into the shallow center field, right? And they were worried about if he had a concussion or, you know, what happened. But he was excellent. He stayed on the mound. He didn't want to come out of the game. There was no way. And in the end, they could not win this game for him. They call it small ball, so they didn't go yard. It wasn't about home runs this time, but it was about getting the timely runs when they needed them and a stolen base that they needed. So here's a little history factoid for you. Of the 52 teams to take a 2-0 lead in the World Series, do you know that 41 have gone on to win the title? And that includes 14, and this is the big one, 14 of the last 15 teams with that advantage. So bummer for Detroit fans that the Giants were able to eke this out, getting a run in the seventh and getting a run in the eighth and winning it 2-0 and going up with a 2-0 lead. However, I think in Minneapolis, since they have the terrible Twinkies, I think there's some applause. We're pumping them with Monster stuff. Woo-hoo! Yeah, they're not going to cheer for the Twins now. So, of course, who are they going to cheer for? They're going to cheer for the Giants. And this is kind of weird. It's one of those toss-up World Series, you know. So my free-for-all Friday included, heading into Friday, the fact that I paid attention to the ball game, and I'm sure I will be watching the game after, you know, into the weekend to see what happens. And then I'll be talking to people on the trail following Romney and following Obama with the campaigns. Now they're saying, remember, to get an incumbent president elected $1 billion, they're saying it's going to be like $2 billion spent all the way around on that one. Whew. But early voters, I just got some numbers. I got the miracle of the text. I got some numbers a little while ago that show over 8 million early voters. So that's huge. That means that it is up, 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 and away, friends. But so who's getting the early voters? You got Obama with giant signs behind him saying vote early. He voted early. Mitt Romney is taking credit for getting the voters to the polls early. But the key thing is who are they voting for? Americans are voting in 34 states 12 days. They started 12 days before the November 6th election. So, man, maybe, you know, November 6th is going to be like three people in line. And, you know, and I started to think about this. I've only ever voted once early, and I thought I had always voted on the day, but only once early because of a conflict. And when I went to vote, I remember it wasn't very crowded, but now it's been very crowded. I know in my neighborhood it's been very crowded at some of the polling places. So if you think of that many people voting, you wonder, this goes through the weekend and into next week, how many people might vote in this election. Maybe that bodes well for my fantasy of seeing us have blowout numbers. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be terrific. Absolutely. So in states where Democrats have more early votes, Iowa, Ohio, Nevada, they're really, really pushing on the vote early theme, and the Republicans are doing the same thing. The RNC said that there were about a million Democratic voters, of whom about 43% had requested an absentee ballot or had already voted. How about that? In Ohio, 1.3 million registered Republicans, right? They have over 1.3. Only about 27% had voted early or requested an absentee ballot. So we can break down some things. We can't break down the exact, you know, who they voted for, just tallies like that on how many are registered and who went to vote. So whoever wants to claim, lay claim to this, whether it's the RNC chair, Rince Priebus, or whether it's the Democrats and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know, fine. But the bottom line is, it's still 270. We still arrive at the same number. 270 is the magical number, the electoral votes needed to become the president. You have to have some of those huge battleground states, or you're out of there.
Yeah, baby!
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.